The District of Squamish has reduced their Economic Development Department team down to just one employee as part of the 2024-2029 budget. The department was previously composed of a minimum of 3 staff members but will now leave the district's economic development in the hands of one person. This decision has left representatives from both Tourism Squamish and Squamish Chamber of Commerce concerned about what the town's economic future will look like. District of Squamish. According to the District of Squamish website, the Economic Development Team provides business intelligence to help inform the decision-making process in support of the local business community and future sector development. We manage and conduct research and provide economic development expertise to internal staff and external stakeholders. Our research work informs policy development, investment and business decisions, reads the website. District of Squamish spokesperson Rachel Boguski said the decision to reduce the team was made during the 2024-2029 budget amendment process undertaken in April 2024. The 2025-2029 financial plan was adopted by Council on December 17. The district's Economic Development Department's work plan was reprioritized to meet Council's overall strategic priorities and the district funding needs, Boguski said. Staffing of the Economic Development Department previously comprised 3 full-time employees, with additional staffing, at times, funded through successful grant applications. As a result of the reprioritized work plan, and a number of unsuccessful grant applications, the staffing now comprises the position of the Economic Development Officer. Boguski said the department will continue to deliver on the district's priorities and work with community partners and leaders on key initiatives. Tourism Squamish. As a close collaborator with the district's economic development team, Tourism Squamish told the Squamish chief that members are concerned the reduction of employees will have a negative effect on the community. Tourism Squamish recognizes the District of Squamish's decision to reduce its economic development team as a significant shift that will impact the support available for business growth and investment attraction, Tourism Squamish Executive Director Leslie Weeks said. As a destination management organization, we often work closely with the district's economic development team to align strategies, share resources, and address challenges collaboratively. The reduction in this team will lead to gaps in business support services, funding opportunities, and economic data collection, which are critical for informed decision-making. Weeks said that Tourism Squamish is committed to stepping up where possible to ensure the local economy has continued support. But this change underscores the need for broader community partnerships and innovative solutions to sustain momentum, she said. Tourism concerns. For Weeks, one of her biggest concerns is that it will be difficult for the district's Economic Development Department to keep up with the demands of supporting business growth and development. This will lead to increased pressure on nonprofits like Tourism Squamish and the Chamber of Commerce to fill the gaps left behind, she said. While we are committed to supporting the business community, we believe the district must take responsibility for maintaining economic development initiatives and not rely solely on outside organizations to carry the load. She said another concern is their ability to respond to inquiries from businesses looking to move to and invest in Squamish. These inquiries are often time-consuming but can lead to significant opportunities for economic growth, Weeks said. The Economic Development Officer and Tourism Squamish have frequently collaborated on these types of inquiries, particularly when they relate to tourism. With reduced staffing, the capacity to respond effectively to these opportunities will be diminished, potentially impacting Squamish's ability to attract new investment. Chamber of Commerce. Late last year, the Squamish Chamber of Commerce drafted a letter to the district over their concerns about the cuts to the Economic Development Department. The work of the Economic Development Department is vital to the intentional growth of our business community, Squamish Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Anne McKenzie told the Squamish chief. While the chamber is well positioned to provide training, support, and other resources to our members and existing businesses, I see the role of economic development as one of continuing to foster new business, attract new investment, and to highlight new opportunities here in Squamish. It is disappointing to see that work be deprioritized. For more information on the District of Squamish's Economic Development Department, visit its website.